Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity,
yes,
this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly
My
has
Lord.
He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, for one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire, unto the ways of eternal peace.
I'd say really a minute.
But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, we are back again for a very precious episode, another very, very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful, utmost thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words which the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. It is imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we must know this, not seeking fully what the Most High gave unto mankind as a way of peace. I repeat, not seeking fully enough unto the Most High, to discern indeed what is the way of peace, is in fact, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, a slothful, even treacherous act of war. It is imperative that we know this. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Every partial standard that men uphold is an argument against attaining the completion and the pure perfect knowledge of the truth that casts aside all arguments. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it is imperative that we must know that the very concept of peace in the ancient mind, I said the very concept of peace in the ancient mind, is a matter of seeking all that is pure and complete relative to the revelation of the One Most High, that every and all arguments be cast down and cast aside. Ancient Israel, knowing that the Most High is one, knowing that Israel was called as a people consecrated to preserve the integrity of a holy word, knew that if ever our people are contentious, filled with debate, doubts, juxtaposed in their opinions and ideals one against another, it is because we have not been true to all the testimony of the One Most High. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Ancient Israel knew that if ever there are oppositions and contentions amongst our people, we are not saved. Ancient Israel knew that if ever there are contentions amongst our people, a people consecrated to be an invariant light of truth to the world, if ever there are contentions amongst our people, differences of belief and opinion amongst our people, ancient Israel knew, my brothers and sisters, that we must all collaborate together, coming together to reason as one, seeking the Most High for whatever it is that we have missed. Seeking the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond every infiltration of any and all illusions and lies. To seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, beyond every and all fallen astray sense of illusionary conscience. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, giving consideration to all the facts, I said, indeed, my brothers and sisters, giving consideration of all the interconnected facts the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people, we might again come to agree, work together, cooperate together, trust together, obey together as one. This was always the plan of the Most High. And we have to understand something. The Messiah himself said, he told his people that you are to be a light, an invariant light of truth to the world. But he said, my brothers and sisters, like a people who are to be the salt of the earth, that which converts and changes, even preserves the way of truth in the earth. He says, the salt loses savor. Of what good is it if it become corrupted like the dust, also like the dust trodden down by men? He said, a people that must be an invariant light of truth to the world. If they become corrupt, infused and infiltrated after the miscreant ideals of others, our brothers and sisters, will not the world then be left in darkness? It's imperative we understand. Messiah said it well. He said, all power, authority, empowerment from on high, even the capacity, my brothers and sisters, to know, comprehend, and convey the Holy Word in its integrity, he said, had been given unto him. So he commanded his disciples. He commanded them who became apostles, living epistles, having the law of the Most High, even the law of the coming kingdom of Yah, upon their minds and hearts. He commanded them to go forth and to teach, convert, make disciples of all nations, teach them what they had not known, even the way of peace. And teaching them, my brothers and sisters, in being baptized unto the honor of the Father and Son by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, to do, complete, bring fully matured to bear all that he had commanded. But my brothers and sisters, it is important that we understand that Yohanan, John 16:12-13, the Messiah made it plain, saying there are many things that he longed to convey, even to the disciples who had been with him for a few years. He said, there were many things he longed to tell them, but he said to them that they could not grasp, could not apprehend, could not comprehend fully them yet. till when the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Spirit that raises the conscience of man to comprehend and convey a word in its integrity, comes to bring all things that he had said to remembrance, even to rebuke all sin. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, Messiah came to reveal indeed his divine conscience. In every errant sense of conscience, or every errant conscience, my brothers and sisters, is an injustice. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Every errant sense of conscience after the variant misorientations of this world, the partial standards, the polluted and perverted standards of this world, the undisciplined standards of this world, every fallen sense of conscience, my brothers and sisters, incapable of discerning to agree in the righteousness, the justice of the Most High, every form of errant conscience since man was created resonate and emanate the thoughts of his creator. Every errant sense of conscience, my brothers and sisters, is damnable sin. For how shall we walk together as the people of the Most High, giving due honor to the gift of the Spirit, but that we must in all things, the Most High declared, agree. And until we are agreed as one in all things the Most High has declared, we have not known him well enough. Till in all things, my brothers and sisters of the Most High, we are agreed, there still remains the infiltration of misconceits amongst us. It is therefore absolutely of utmost importance that we prove ourselves humble and diligent enough to seek the Most High fully for all that he has declared. And if we will not prove ourselves diligent to seek the fullness, all the Most High has declared is necessary for the awakening of our people. If we will not seek that fullness, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is this. How shall we prove that we seek a proper foundation with righteous intent, that we do not or would not pervert the words of the Most High after unjust advantage? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. There are many, even many today amongst us, who have carnal-mindedness, despise the great authority of the Most High. They despise after a carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, their supposed arguments, conclusions, and supposed consensus. They would despise after having made so many, as I say again, hasty conclusions of the Most High, the exceeding of the truth of the Most High, that would prove their words as something carnal and not after giving consideration the higher essence, the higher vibration of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It is written in the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter, carnal mind is enmity against the law of the Most High. Carnal mind is it has hatred, my brothers and sisters, against irrefutable law. Carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, despises an absolute. Carnal mind seeks to exalt itself like devils in its ignorance. Yes, my brothers and sisters, carnal mind, in the arrogance of his ignorance, would hold men in the darkness, confusion, debate, and doubt, not having access or persecuting those who would seek access to the fullness of the truth that unjust rule have unjust, errant, even sinful influence upon the minds, causing many to call, as the scripture says in Isaiah 5, evil good and good evil. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, that there are many who follow the way of evil, never knowing, but never having known, indeed, what good is. I want you to understand me when I say this. There are words like good and evil, words like conscience, words like faith, grace, salvation, life, peace. So many words, my brothers and sisters, contained in the scriptures that wicked men, polytheist men, indiscriminate men have sought to pervert man's concept of their meaning so as to preserve perversity. Rather than men coming, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to discern what is a divine absolute. I want you to understand something. The ancient concept of what is good, according to the scriptures. Consider what Messiah said to the rich man when he asked the question, good master, what must I do to attain eternal life? And Messiah said, why call ye me good? There's none good but the one Yah, one most high. What did he really mean by that? Indeed, the scriptures tell us in the book of Hebrews that in the 5th chapter, the Messiah was a good son. And through his diligence, he learned obedience. His reverent diligence in the Most High, he learned obedience and became the author of life everlasting. In other words, showing man again the way of pure and perfect peace. At the highest vibration, there are no contradictions. For those who believe, hearken to. What to believe means to listen, to hearken to, obey, reason with him. It's important that we understand what Messiah meant by that. In the 7th chapter of Matthias, we find the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that reveal that it is the Most High who shows us how to do the good things that we do. Same scriptures, same idea, is in Philippians 2 and 9 through 13. It is Yah who inspires us to do the good things that we do, that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. In other words, man recognizing indeed what is the supreme lordship, the mastery, the supreme conscience, the supreme collection, if you will, of consummate fact that we all must give adherence to, then do we err? The word for good there, my brothers and sisters, relates what is pure and perfect, that which transcends immaturity to become mature and complete unto divine purpose. Thus we find the scriptures speaking about a tree that brings forth good fruit in Matthias 7. We find warnings against false prophets. Let's understand the meaning. Good fruit. It means, my brothers and sisters, good fruit is fruit that remains steadfast upon the tree until it is matured in its purpose, ripe for the farmer, if you will, who cares for the tree, who cares for the crop. My brothers and sisters, many of you know well that fruit oftentimes is not sweetened unto its purpose while yet it has not become ripe. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, you must understand that anciently speaking, a tree that did not hold steadfast unto the fruit, unto its fruition, the fullness of its fruitive ripeness, was considered a bad tree. My brothers and sisters, you must understand that evil in the ancient mind is a deviation or a falling short of divine purpose, a falling short of what is initial divine intent. My brothers and sisters, when the scriptures speak to us in Isaiah, saying, woe to those who are prudent in their own sight, who call evil good and good evil. It is speaking, my brothers and sisters, concerning those who would consider fallen short standards, far from the fullness of the Most High intends they were sufficient. I ask you, if you bought a car and the dealer told you that the contract was finalized and that vehicle was without an alternator, or that vehicle, my brothers and sisters, unbeknownst to you, was even without the simple screws that connect your steering column, that rack and pinion. Would you say, my brothers and sisters, that they sold you what was a vehicle that would be considered fair, working unto its purpose? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Over and over in the scriptures, the apostle, they must remain steadfast in the faith to be made complete unto all good works. I'm talking about Colossians 1. Need to read 1:17. Read on through the second chapter, saying, beware also, if any man beguile you after the, how about falling short principles, falling short perverse, even pagan principles of this world, and not true to the King. I want you to think about that. Because many are they who take the words of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and corrupt them after their personal opinions, but not true, my brothers and sisters, to the oath, the everlasting oath the Most High has forsworn, must be the common agreement of us all if we are to have in him an eternal peace. 2 Timothy spoke also about this, that we should be complete unto all good works, soldiers that need not be what? Reproved. Again, my brothers and sisters, complete unto all good works. Again, that harmony, but that concept of completion and what is good. Shall a man say, my brothers and sisters, that he has completed his vow, completed his contract unto the Most High? Saying that he is right, or seek to establish his own conscience, rather than learn what indeed is to be mutual sense of divine conscience for the sake of right communication and peace, cooperation for us all. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Messiah came, hear me, to reveal his conscience. What is conscience? The very meaning of the word from its ancient reflective of its ancient ideal. The particular nature of its parts. Its etymology, if you will, has to do discerning, my brothers and sisters, with the God of conscience. What all is necessary, all the facts that are necessary, that we draw ultimately right conclusion. The word conscience, my brothers and sisters, relates to the collective of facts, the controlling body, if you will, of knowledge, the hegemony after which we say we discern good from evil. But who is to say, my brothers and sisters, what is good unto the kingdom of Yah, but him whom the Most High has called to rule that kingdom? There's a reason why in the book of Isaiah it talks about the rulers compliant after the devices and designs and election, choosing of men being counted ungodly men when their mass juxtapositions and contentions of different ideals could never declare, my brothers and sisters, or reveal to mankind what is solution, what is the gospel of peace. And even the word gospel relates to the idea about a sure, complete, and perfect message from above. And in that respect, my brothers and sisters, the message, the testimony, the law, the form of conversation, and conveyance that exists from on high in the kingdom of him who is one, that a divided world might discern what it is to be healed, that a divided world, my brothers and sisters, might be converted to discern, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace that so many of us who say we love peace should desire. I want you to understand what I mean by that. Every nation has declared its law, its order, its law and order, what it calls peace, according to its, or let's just say the designs of its so-called founding fathers. But my brothers and sisters, as the Most High is one, so must his kingdom and his people also be one. Meaning, since purity and completion offers one choice, it means that each and every soul that would be true to the cause of the Most High, unto the inheritance, guardianship, and preservation, every such soul is obligated to seek the Most High, to discern indeed what is all fairness, all righteousness, all that is before the Most High counted as just, as justice. And we draw, my brothers and sisters, right judgment. True to all the Most High from the beginning intended, and who as maker deserves to declare to this world a rule, a peace pleasing unto himself. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we must surely know this. Messiah, to put away all sin, all variant forms of unbelief. Oh, hear me. Word of the covenant, my brothers and sisters, wherever men will not confirm a part of it, it is not faith. It is not faithfulness. It is not obedience. It is a falling away from steadfastness in him who is one. Wherever men would uphold a fallen standard, again, my brothers and sisters, men have arguments against the fullness the Most High decreed. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, are any such fallen patterns in agreement with yeah. By no means, my brothers and sisters, is every man's cherry-picking conscience counted viable before him who declared that we must agree with him in all things. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, if we were to read very, very closely the scriptures at Isaiah 11th chapter, very powerful things I need to say about this. We read very closely Isaiah 11th chapter. We will find that him who must expose the pretentious unrighteousness of false leaders amongst us, I said amongst us, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, the infiltration occurred long ago. Much needs to be said about that. Look at the book of Jude, talking about those who pervert the grace of the gift of Yah, that they exalt their own licentiousness, lawlessness. It says in the last days, Messiah must expose that pretense. I want to talk about that in a minute. 2 Thessalonians, scriptures in Revelation 6 and 7, scriptures in Revelation 13 through 14. My brothers and sisters, The scriptures tell us that the one Most High promise would expose the wicked, those who prefer lawless rather than lawful standards. The one who comes to expose the pretense and prove the difference between those who would serve Yah, seek and serve Yah, and those who would seek and serve him not. The scripture says this will actually be the second time that he delivered his people out from Babylon, that they dwell this time again, this time, my brothers and sisters, upon their own land, and this time, my brothers and sisters, to live in and be preserved in the peace, henceforth never forgetting what is the way of righteousness, even forever. Tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are many amongst us who prefer not to understand those scriptures that are at Isaiah 11, 1 through 4 through 12. They prefer not to examine these scriptures in the fullness of their meaning, that the people remain imprisoned, seeking them who are false rulers, declaring fallen standards as the rule. If they would prefer to keep men seeking after them rather than, if you will, my brothers and sisters, him, even him whom the Most High sends to expose all these evildoers, will keep the people from seeking the Most High enough, at bay, imprisoned, far from knowing indeed what is the cooperative righteousness, the mutual sense of peace that must become the obligation and allegiance of all our people. There's a reason why Messiah said, your righteousness, your sense of what is divine conscience, collective knowledge of the facts, the rule, must exceed that of your leaders. Yes, he told that to ancient Israel, and he said in the conversion of the nation of the nations, and that his apostles were to go forth for the conversion of the nations, he told them the same. He said, your sense of knowledge, your sense of the facts necessary to draw righteous conclusions, to see and operate according to justice, must exceed that of your leaders. Else you shall in no case enter unto the kingdom of Yah. And whoever would make foolish or deceive his brother against seeking that fullness is guilty unto hellfire. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, what else does the devil do but flatter, my brothers and sisters, men unto preserve, seeking to preserve damnable states of conscience, fallen states of conscience, after which, my brothers and sisters, there is no fullness of agreement. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters, we understand this. The book of Malachi says, the day must come when you will discern, 3:18 through 4:2. You must discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah. That's what seek and serve Yah. And those who will not. It says, the Lord whom you seek, the one who has the mastery, the knowledge of the covenant, even the messenger of the covenant, heaven help us. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. If you don't understand the context, some texts actually translate those words. Our brothers and sisters relating him for whom you are waiting, seek, waiting, even should love, will suddenly come to his temple. But he is like refinest fire, like full of soap, and who should be able to stand when he appears? Means he's going to wash and purge out every unclean voice and all those who would enslave the minds of the people after any form of injustice aside from what is divine plan, purpose, and intent. If we understand those scriptures, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 40, 40 and 1 through 27 through 42, 5, the scriptures speak of one with a voice like an Eliyahu, Elijah, comfort ye, O my people. Voice crying in the wilderness, telling the people, my brothers and sisters, they must prepare for the kingdom, and even the king who was foretold to come. And if we read on from Isaiah 40 through 41, one is called the righteous one likened to the rising sun. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, most have not discerned that one whom the scripture says would expose all the unrighteousness of the rulers and would subdue all kings. Why, my brothers and sisters? So that our people, even that Israel, my brothers and sisters, might be renewed unto its ancient strength of conscience beyond all those, my brothers and sisters, who would divide us after misconceit. My brothers and sisters, in the book of Malachi, it says this one called the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing upon his lips. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, the righteous shall go forth, as the scripture said, the cows of the stall, even to tread upon the ashes of the wicked in the day that he shall do this. Isaiah said, the rulers who declare misruler, and their rule should be as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow, to the act before the accuracy of his word. And my brother says that he shall not miss the mark. Prophecies related to extreme parallel, my brothers and sisters, if we understand Malachi 2:16 to 3 and 4. For all the nations, my brothers and sisters, have been robbed by rulers who have sought to turn men astray from divine ordinance. For if we were truly to understand the book of Ephesians, the grace, the gift of the Most High, oh, my brothers and sisters, we would know to cherish what that gift is and to cherish that gift. If we truly understand that the variant misconceits, the inconscience, the variant misideals of men, after none of these shall there be the salvation of man. Man was created to resonate the thoughts of his maker and the capacity to do so, to discern beyond all the misconceits of man. That is the gift. That is the grace of Yah for those who have faith to seek faithfully the one beyond all the varying misconceits of this world. And if we read the book of Ephesians closely, what we find in the second chapter is that the ultimate grace of the Most High unto all good works, completing all the Most High is foreordained, is unto discerning, my brothers and sisters, what indeed will bring the peace of the kingdom commonwealth of Israel that is to be established upon this earth to give righteous rule and law for peace unto all the nations. And the scripture says that we be without that conscience, that orientation, that consummate knowledge of what is divine truth and fact, if we be without that collective sense of conscience, it says we are without hope, without Yah. Hey, far from the truth of the Messiah, the Kurdi. Oh, we need to explain that. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, please look on my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Prophetic Proof and articles like Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation, and discern the ancient title that many knew concerning Messiah, the title concerning him who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who would hide the way of truth and keep you in the darkness. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, him who comes in the time the Most High has appointed, to reveal the light that cast out all the darkness. That our brothers and sisters comes with the way of righteousness to end the calamity and chaos. All my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 45, we need to read Isaiah 45, 6 in particular. It relates to the one who comes to do this, my brothers and sisters. Many will argue against him because they believe so much in their leaders and the status quo of their variant leaders who have divided our people after variant misideals and variant senses of misconscience of their rulers, because they so much trusted the status quo. They are not prepared even to hear, understand, or believe him. And the scriptures tell us that though he is the one who declares indeed righteousness, and he alone is that a chosen instrument to ultimately do so beyond all others, the scriptures tell us that all who incensed against his conscience, the re-revelation of his conscience, bringing forth, if you will, a revelation revolution toward righteousness, whoever will not hearken to his conscience. The scripture says, my brothers and sisters, whoever is incensed against himself, he is surely put to shame. Read Isaiah 45:6. It says he comes, if you really understand the prophecies right, he came in the early days from a land to the west of Israel. And in the latter days, my brothers and sisters, he came from the early days to the land, excuse me. I'll make sure I said that right. He came in the early days from a land to the east. I repeat, to the east of Israel, who had been in bondage under the misinfluences of others. And that in the last day, my brothers and sisters, he comes to deliver his people from a form of Babylon West, where mass misrepresentation against the truth had confused the people. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, many have followed after the way of the ungodly. Many have followed after the way of men who would never seek what is fully good, who would never speak the whole truth. False prophets, fallen testimonies, false leaders who would never tell the whole truth. And many of my brothers and sisters have thought that they understood what is good, what is righteous, discerning between good and evil, only because they never knew good is what is fully required of the Most High, of all that would be his people. Blessed are those among us, my brothers and sisters, humble enough not to be so proud as to despise finding what is necessary for our people collectively to again know what it is. Peace. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, when the scriptures say to us that Messiah came to put away sin, we must understand that all errant form of conscience is sin, is injustice. Revelation 6, it's time we understand well the, what are called the seven seals of the book of Revelation. Tell you, my brothers and sisters, what actually did occur. And we must understand, my brothers and sisters, understand this well. To discern the judgment, my brothers and sisters, ultimately. Well, we will stand in the judgment. Each and every single living soul. Even discerning, my brothers and sisters, whether we stand or we fall. Revelation 6 speaks of the white horse rider. I will tell you now that it is evident since the infiltration against the truth occurred, the truth of the faith occurred long ago. Also realizing that Revelation in the 19th chapter speaks of, hear me now, Messiah as a white horse rider. We have to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Also understanding that the title, King of Kings, the title, came from an ancient Persian word, Shashan Shah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. It related, my brothers and sisters, the title of him who was to rule over nations. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it must be understood something about that symbology of a white horse rider. For white horses were highly prized as the steeds of kings in ancient Persia. And we must understand, my brothers and sisters, ancient Persia arose suddenly as a great nation to overthrow the Babylonish rulers who had taken our people once before into bondage. And be understood about that, my brothers and sisters. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, please, hiddengospel.com, article called Prophetic Proof, another article called Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, one called The Gospel of Shiloh. All these, my brothers and sisters, are imperative toward understanding what Messiah meant when he said he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, reflective of Isaiah in the 11th chapter, 1 through 4. What was that one called? Morning Star, the offshoot of David, the one who my brothers and sisters would bring his people out of bondage, according to the prophecies. That all men seek him rather than the rulers who have kept him in bondage. Revelation 6. The white horse rider, my brothers and sisters, is actually Messiah himself, sending forth the gospel that conquers all the lives of the nations, that overcomes the world. And all those nations, my brothers and sisters, which, having established kings after their own conscience, never knew the collective conscience of peace, for peace. It is Messiah and his revelation himself. Red Horse Rider, scripture says, comes to take away that peace, take away that gospel of truth. The gospel is a pure, perfect word from above. What then, my brothers and sisters, is a corrupted word? My brothers and sisters, the word for peace relates pure and complete. Those who corrupt and infiltrate to destroy the integrity of that word. What have they done, my brothers and sisters, but take away the knowledge of peace and confuse the people after the misconceits of the masses, even the misconceits of those who desire to take away peace, to keep the people, my brothers and sisters, even using the holy name unjustly, to keep the people in allegiance to the ways of war. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, what indeed has occurred in this world. 2 Thessalonians warned us against this intrusion and this infiltration of lies against the way of righteousness. The book of Judah related, my brothers and sisters, the book they called Jude, talked about how ungodly men have infiltrated the ranks, turning men away from the knowledge of the pure, perfect word of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things. That the result, my brothers and sisters, has been that mass contentions have existed amongst us, debate and doubt against faith and faithfulness. And men have walked after their own variant forms of lawlessness against the lawfulness of the One Most High. Resulting of this, we find scriptures reflected also in the book of Amos concerning one called the Black Horse Rider, where it carries the scales, showing my brothers and sisters that the end result has been there has been a famine for the truth of the Holy Word, 8:11-12, Amos. Talking about the time will come a famine for hearing the word of the Most High, though men go forth to and fro, sea and land. My brothers and sisters, they have murdered. In the early years, Rome came in and murdered all those who received the empowerment of the Most High, the capacity to comprehend a heavenly word and convey it in its integrity that would have challenged the status quo stagnation that was the misconceits and false mindsets of the nations. That many of my brothers and sisters would begin to realize and see the greater wisdom of the mind of Yah. Rome murdered millions in those first centuries. And the result, my brothers and sisters, those and that many were murdered who had that precious word. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, there's been kind of famine for the word of Yah. Many hearing the words of men, taking counsel together amongst themselves, even though the Most High calls out to them. And though they call out to the Most High, said in Hosea, they take counsel together among themselves, and none at all would exalt him. as people are inclined to backslide from him, to exalt, my brothers and sisters, the constant vicious cycle of stagnation that is the incomplete knowledge that many have adhered to, wherein all the rulers have conspired together, it says in Psalms 2, against the truth of the greater truth of the Most High and against his anointed, therefore leaving certain truths not to be examined by any. There are those who have said that we all have pieces of the puzzle, but my brothers and sisters, until the keys, the precious keys that complete the puzzle, are in the midst of all, my brothers and sisters, people still remain splintered against seeing the whole vision that will end the divisions. Blessed are those amongst us who will understand this. When the scripture said, my brothers and sisters, there be famine for a word, speaking of the black horse rider in Revelation 6. Revelation, my brothers and sisters, continues and speaks of the pale horse rider in hell. If there's a famine for the word and the people do not receive a nourishing word, Isaiah 30 calls it clean provender. If men do not receive, my brothers and sisters, a pure, perfect, untarnished, unpoisoned word, what they partake of, my brothers and sisters, is not unto life, but a continual death. For how shall it be that the Most High and his people would be assured of the steadfastness and preservation of a holy kingdom of peace if the people are unwilling to seek beyond a divisive, global, miscreant status quo? The book of 2 Kefa, they call Peter. Simeon, we must be diligent for the exceeding knowledge of the kingdom of Yah, and then will we be granted entrance. Then will we prove allegiance, my brothers and sisters, if in attaining that knowledge we hold steadfast to the path. But my brothers and sisters, false prophets have set many errant signs along the path they have made to dissuade the people, misguide the people, that they never discern the way that is the goal. Besides that, I'm the way of truth unto life, meaning that there are many who will destroy your knowledge of that way, who will seek to cause you to lose that way. That, my brothers and sisters, so many desirous for the errant path have been made unworthy even to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Read the book of Jacob, they call James, and understand it. Say, though we be double-minded among the nations, we must know the Most High still desires of us a perfect work. If any man does not have a pure allegiance unto the Most High, let him not think that his petitions to the Most High for wisdom will even be heard. The gift of the Most High is an invariant word, my brothers and sisters, able to save our souls and deliver our being, our conscience, from every errant, miscreant, misideal. Every vanity, my brothers and sisters, of false doctrine, incapable of appeasing the Most High according to what his intent was when he made man. Man to be, my brothers and sisters, a resonator of his mind, and all else, my brothers and sisters, he calls beastly and unreasoning. Blessed are they who overcome the mark of the beast nations, that they follow the one king, even the Lamb, and are capable of comprehending to follow the Lamb wherever he leads. It's imperative, my brothers and sisters. 2 Thessalonians talks about the intrusions of the wicked, the lawless, that they will preside amidst the temples, establishing a pretense that many have no great love of the truth. And the scripture says, for lack of a love of the truth, they shall be damned. My brothers and sisters, what else do you think is the allegiance unto the kingdom of Yah, if a kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of truth, if it is not truth itself? A people must awaken, according to Zephaniah 2, how about 2:15 to 3:6 and 3:13. Revelation 14, a people, my brothers and sisters, who will follow the Lamb wherever he speak no lies, no false doctrine, and will do no iniquity. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you, as many have called doctrine, my brothers and sisters, messages, cumulative, if you will, national, political, social, cultural, and denominational messages that can never be truly, my brothers and sisters, unto making our people whole, healed, unto life and peace as one. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, the difference between good and evil, what is complete and what strives to preserve impish imperfection. We were warned to watch out for false prophets, but how shall we discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond false and fallen testimony, lest we seek the whole word of God? Scriptures tell us in the beginning, from the very beginning was the word. The word for word there, debar, relates to promise, conscience, an initial ideal and a plan, and the capacity, my brothers and sisters, to comprehend and convey that plan is harmony with Yah, and even, my brothers and sisters, unto life eternal. And it is the constant consideration and remembrance of that plan that is light and life unto peace. And my brothers and sisters, those who indeed are the sons of Yah, those who are led by the Spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, reproving every errant conscience. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, there would be none of these variant denominations and nations in this world if this world had converted unto the conscience of the One. If all the world had confirmed the fullness of all the Most High declared pure and perfect peace. Again, purity and completion offers one choice. He said, go forth and convert the nations. Trust me, the book of Revelation also relates the same. If we understand the 22nd chapter, talking about you should be careful not to add or take away from the word, lest we add to ourselves curses that are written in the book and take away opportunity unto eternal life. Even so, come, Kirti, Yeshua. Those who understand, my brothers and sisters, the one who comes to bring forth the light to cast out all the confusions and debates of darkness. Let him come, my brothers and sisters, that we discern what indeed, again, is the way of life. Imperative that we know this. Scripture said that even so, come. Well, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 22, we find those words where Messiah said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. What is the morning star? But that sun that springs forth suddenly like a branch springs up from the ground. My brothers and sisters, to grasp the light and to show it forth. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. And it says, even so, that word is also at Revelation the first chapter. And it talks about Messiah suddenly come with a word from on high. When they say it comes with the clouds, the clouds are considered messengers. It comes with a word from on high, an exceeding message, even the truth of the gospel. The truth of the one way of peace beyond all the rulers of the nations who divide the people. Yes, it's the rulers of this earth who sustain fallen standards. Behold, he comes with a message from on high, the way of pure and perfect peace, the rule and message, wisdom of the One. And it says, all the nations shall wail and mourn because of him when they see him whom they have, they translated it right, rejected. When they hear to discern absolutely the message that this one had given is the way of peace, and the world had been predisposed to reject it, all the nations shall mourn, my brothers and sisters, even shall wail in discerning, my brothers and sisters, how far man had been from even knowing how much more men had needed always to seek Yah. So again, my brothers and sisters, what we must understand. As we really understood Revelation 6 and 7 in its elaboration, in Revelation 13 through 14, we understand or should better understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scripture calls the patience and faith of the saints. It says, he who takes into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword shall die. How about when the true sword appears? What it means, my brothers and sisters, is what's written in Zephaniah. How about Zechariah? Excuse me. It's in Zephaniah too, if you really understand. 2:15 to 3:6 to 3:13. But also, my brothers and sisters, what we find in the 13th chapter of Zechariah. And it says, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, the men who many of us esteem to call his friend. He said, you're my friends if you do all and everything that I command you, but these have been called shepherds to lead the people, but never, my brothers and sisters, unto the fullness of what is the goal. So he said, awake, O sword, against my shepherds and the men who are called my friends. What? Declaring treacherously short-sighted standards? And he said, their flocks shall be scattered. And he said, two-thirds of humanity then shall perish. For many of my brothers and sisters are they who will not hearken to divine conscience. But a third shall come back, my brothers and sisters, refined, saying the Most High is the conscience after which, my brothers and sisters, they shall be led. If we understand that concept, as it's also in Isaiah 26, 7 through 13, it says the people of the Most High will have to come to admit that other lords, masters, other senses of ideal, a false concept of conscience, a false concept of what brings peace with you. Falling after watching all manner of idolatrous vanities, man-made constructs, man-made illusions, man-made injustice, saying that other lords have had dominion over them, as they have over our people for a long time, divided among the nations. And the scriptures tell us that they will say, at a precious time and a blessed day, other lords have had dominion over us, but now by thee and thee only we make mention, a call to remembrance, even celebrate eternally thy name. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand the fullness of what these words, if they were only would have translated them unto the fullness of their meaning, would have comprehended, because it meant what is to be celebrated again. As a memorial, again, my brothers and sisters, is an ancient conscience that needs even now to be remembered. I did previous shows where Messiah is, in fact, called after the concept of Zakah, one who remembers. And all the scriptures relating, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will bring to remembrance, as the Spirit must do, and as an anointed one, he is obligated to bring to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, all that humanity has forgotten. That men no longer be deceived, my brothers and sisters, by those who hide, deny, pervert, silence, and seek to destroy the truth. It's imperative, promise you, my brothers and sisters. It is of utmost importance that we understand this. Most High told me that I have for him some very important things for him to do. He said to me, because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he asked of me, commanded me. He said, I would have his protection and his guidance. And he told me, my brothers and sisters, when I ask what it is, that it is by him permission to do. He said, I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall, falling away from the will of one, seeking to captivate the world under false kingship. must tell you things that men have done. Everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, deny, perverse silence. How about forget? If they could, my brothers and sisters, confuse to destroy. Time has come, my brothers and sisters, that we cannot be true to the ancient heart, the devotion, the allegiance of the ancient Hebrew fathers, to what they were devout unto bringing peace in this world, must become also, my brothers and sisters, devotion. Abraham to bring peace to the world, that this world might be blessed as one, was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, and that his children, even those who go forth with that word, seeking his perfect will, they will be the blessing, the reconciliation, the healing of all the nations. For this purpose, my brothers and sisters, Israel called to be a light, to cast out all the darkness of confusion and miscreant, misrule, misinfluence, fallen conscience that has dominated for a long time, even to damn and divisively mislead the souls of men. My brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures are telling us. At, for instance, 2 Corinthians, 10th chapter. It says, our weapons are not carnal. In other words, not divisive, weak, to the insentience, the indiscretion of a carnal mind. Our weapons are not carnal, not in antipathy against divine rule, not in antipathy against a divine absolute, but mighty through Yah, him who is one and reveals the way of oneness. Mighty through Yah unto the, hear me, my brothers and sisters, the casting down of strongholds, whatever would imprison the minds of our people. Casting down of strongholds and all false imaginations. And ultimately, brothers and sisters, the casting down of every rebellious, if you will, even wayward thing that will stand against the attainment of the true knowledge of Yah. The scripture says we are ready to revenge all disobedience. How about this, my brothers and sisters? When our obedience, our fullness of recollection and maturity and the knowledge of Yah, our conscience, our collective agreement with the facts of all the Most High's intent for His people is complete. Time to discern the real meaning of these words. For how shall the people, my brothers and sisters, disconcerted, not mutually discerning even difference between justice, righteousness, and sin? How shall it be said, my brothers and sisters, that they shall be judges to reprove anyone? The scriptures actually say, judge not that you be not judged. What it really means, don't judge unjustly. If you seek to discern anything, discern how to help rather than preserve that which obscures. And that, my brothers and sisters, in a love for him who is one, seeking him in all that he is, mind, heart, body, and soul, all, my brothers and sisters, seeking the Most High without resistance, without rebellion, that we shine forth the light of truth, none being a misinfluence to his brother. That, my brothers and sisters, is the ultimate command of the kingdom, that we love Yah, and that indeed, my brothers and sisters, rather than leaving one another forsaken, we love also our brothers, our sisters, and all they whom, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has called together in his name to be as worthy to be sealed and confirmed true to his reward, that they might preserve and keep it. But without that consummate knowledge, my brothers and sisters, every man is a robber. This we must know. Messiah comes, the scripture says, for the restitution, Acts 3:18-23. For the restitution and remembrance of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, since world began. It says, whoever will not hearken to that consummate testimony of that prophet will be cut off from among the people. What do you mean, my brothers and sisters, that the plan of the Most High, the conscience of the Most High, the intents of the Most High, the promise of the Most High, the bar, the word of the Most High, should not return to him as him void, and will be counted and be proven true to all that he has foretold of old. Isaiah 25th chapter says he will bring forth all that he has spoken with perfect faithfulness. And whoever told you, my brothers and sisters, he has a new covenant rather than intent to renew the knowledge of that covenant in the minds of men. What would tell you they have a new covenant? Not unto the eventuated goal declared at the word from the beginning. That one is a liar. I repeat, that one is a liar. They put down that new covenant in your translations, but the word there actually relates a renewal of things as it was when it is new. That men, if you read Yeremiahu, Jeremiah 31st chapter, it talks about the renewing of a covenant that the people see beyond all the misorientations, all the miscreant, misideals, all the false conscience of all the nations. That the Most High writes his law, his conscience, the collective all that is his will upon the minds and hearts. That we be again his people. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, when the allegiance of man is true to the fullness of what is divine, conscience revealed, then will he forget the sin of our misallegiances. For I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Again, it is because men have not known the fullness of what good is, believing that they discern good from evil, not even discerning the difference between what is those words. It is because of this, my brothers and sisters, men have walked after wicked, lawless men, men intent to keep the souls of men incomplete. Indeed, Psalms 53. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory, what honors Yah. None righteous, none seeking the fullness of all that is divine will. And that's what righteousness is. A drive and a capacity to seek and discern the fullness of all that is divine will and to bring it fully into maturation, manifestation, implementation as the cooperation of us all. Abraham believed. Yeah. It means he sought the Most High beyond all the imperfect standards of the world. This counts for him as a faithful and a friend of Yah, as a righteous soul that would seek and serve Yah. To bring forth indeed, my brothers and sisters, the true knowledge of what would be a blessing, a healing of this earth beyond all that would curse and divide it. After every manner of damnable misideal this world has imagined since the dawn of human fall, and indeed after mass imagined misimaginations, men have sought to make all manner of false gods, that men might fall in and be staggered, stifled, fatally flattered, not to discern within such prison houses. What indeed is the gospel of peace? What does it mean? As I say, the Spirit of the Most High is upon him, that preaches the fullness of the word, that exposes every miscreant, foolish argument. Spirit of the Most High is upon him to preach good tidings, to teach all things, the whole word, the sure word, which all the Most High intends, to release the captives, to open the eyes of the blind, and declare what is an acceptable year of the Most High. All my brothers and sisters, we must understand that in the acceptable year, when the Most High reveals again the way of light beyond all the darkness, that will end all the calamities of unrighteousness. It means, my brothers and sisters, in what is called the acceptable year, they cast aside all debts. There must be also the capacity to see beyond all sin. It must become the capacity, my brothers and sisters, to see beyond all indebtedness and allegiance to false standards. Scriptures tell us in Isaiah 35, 1 through 5, a Savior comes to save us, even the Yah, the Savior, even the Avenger. And then, eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. What does it mean? It means that many have trusted in unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, and have been imprisoned by them who flatter them not to seek any more than what still, in so many ways, falls short. Carnal mind, again, my brothers and sisters, has drawn many hasty conclusions. Most I tell me some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truth, and every lie is a veil against discerning the greatest truth and the justice of the One Most High. Carnal mind despises, my brothers and sisters, being called, having it called to attention that it has been inconsiderate of the greater wisdom of Yah. Oftentimes, because men seek to exalt themselves, having no access to the greater mind and the conscience of the Most High. Carnal mind seeks to exalt itself in its ignorance, having no love nor concern for the healing of a human soul. Having no desire, my brothers and sisters, for the salvation of mind beyond those who keep the people in blindness. And carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, does not seek to be led by the Spirit that teaches all things. The Scripture said, we walk according to such carnality, such fleshliness, such foolishness, such folly. Look at those word letter vibrations, my brothers and sisters. Such falsehood. So if we walk after such, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, surely we die. But if we subdue that rebelliousness that is so innate to the selfishly ambitious heart, then shall we live. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to understand Messiah came to bring a sense of conscience and the truth of the matter, our brothers, is a sense of conscience from on high, considerate of all the Most High as planned. And if we read Isaiah 11, where we come to understand that something very powerful, Messiah comes to cut off from the inheritance of Israel many who say today that they are Israel, but refuse to reason humbly and diligently enough to comprehend and obey the revelation, even the revolution beyond all iniquity that comes in the knowing of his conscience. And they say they know the Most High, but the conscience that they uphold, what does Scripture say? With their lips they draw to him, but their hearts, conscience, devotion, allegiance is far from him. And their worship is after the precepts, and inept, having no capacity to heal, doctrines of men. Most I told me long ago, they call me by a name that he knows is encoded in my own. And he told me, it's time to wake up, because there have been no more ministers in the earth. None who would speak a fullness of a word that would be for the healing of our people. And Isaiah 59 says, not knowing that way of peace, he was displeased. Who then, my brothers and sisters, will hearken to him, on whom the Most High has called to put upon himself the whole armor of Yah, to stand up against and to make the soul impervious and vulnerable against every deceitful way of a devil? Who will hearken to him, my brothers and sisters, who will set up a standard against every evil way? That indeed, my brothers and sisters, as Isaiah 59 says, so should they revere and respect the oneness that is the way of Yah. Yes, even from 90 this time,
seconds.
As it was before, from the east, the rising sun to the west, in the latter days from the west to the rising of the sun. Hosea saying also, my brothers and sisters, if you don't know what I'm talking about, in the 11th chapter of Hosea, he says, the sun will come roaring as a lion, and his sons will come trembling from the west. Out of all this mass misrepresentation, from the West.
60.
Again, our brothers, this Messiah brings brought the conscience of peace. Men have turned it after perversion, under misallegiance. And men follow after, instead of the way of peace, the way of war. Murderous men, our brothers and sisters, infiltrating, corrupting, and destroying the word. The Messiah comes to expose the pretense and the pretenders. The question will be this: on whose side will you be on? Dear my brothers and sisters, time draws short. And I will say this to my brother, you, my brothers and sisters. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Please check out that website of mine, the preciousness of the articles that are there. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And in his light, honor, and praise always, hallelujah. I thank you all for listening. And discern, my brothers and sisters, pray the Most High that you discern a ministry the Most High has called truly for the healing of his people, for the time of his promise is now.